fill the urban world with love.
So all I'm part of what I'm also addressing is the fact that God is doing this in such a way with us as a family. He's doing it in a completely different way than what we anticipated and what we expected. He wanted it to come through relationship. He wanted to come through life's experience. He wanted to build fruitful life from the ground up, literally from the ground up, where it's people that already have relationship with one another that come together to fulfill a specific assignment that he has given us. There's a lot of things that God has for us to do. You've seen it in all our books, the fruitful lifestyle. We want to teach people these foundational truths. Today was one of them. We were supposed to talk about assurance of salvation, and the only thing we got to was just the part about perfect. But at least I got to that one. And we'll continue next week. Ain't no timeline on this as we go through these foundational truths. So next week we'll try again to get to the assurance of salvation. Carol and I was up studying last night, getting ready to talk about the assurance of salvation today. But the Lord wanted us to deal with this because this was fresh. This intimidation and this warfare that we've all dealt with this week, and it's connected to God's purpose for us. So I had to seize the moment. When a hot topic comes up, that's one thing I love about being a house church, it don't make no difference because y'all know I still do this. Even if we was in a building, I still would change the subject and go, this is what we're going to talk about today. But that's what God, I just feel that what God is doing with us by raising it up from the ground up, building these relationships, that it's from these relationships that Fruitful Life will be able to build a strong foundation. About 2 years ago, I taught a lesson on what it means to build a ministry. I started teaching that building a ministry is like building a building, that first of all, you must dig a hole. And part of that hole digging, excavating and all that kind of stuff, they find all kinds of crud and dead animals and waste and everything when you dig this hole. But they got to dig a hole, and they got to dig so deep till they come to what's called bedrock, or to a point of what's called the bearing stratum, meaning the dirt is so, the ground is so compact that at least it's strong enough to now begin to pour a foundation and hold up this structure. So you got to go down deep. And the higher up you got to go, the farther down deep you got to dig. And that all of these first years of Fruitful Life is about digging a hole. And I described everything from pouring the foundation, and then I don't know all the parts that go into, but I know they got to put up the steel and the framework. Then they got to put in all the wiring and the plumbing and all the stuff, and then finally the walls and all that. But I left last. I said, now this is just the window trimming. You know, the curtains and blinds and all that kind of stuff. That's your praise and worship and all the music and all the one. All that's all the stuff that everybody loves. And I said, but that's way down the list. And so those who came to just do praise and worship got upset because I said praise and worship is way down the list. We got to dig a hole. We got to pull foundation. We got to put up steel. We got wiring and plumbing and walls to put up. We got a whole lot of stuff to do before we get to the fun part, the music and the singing. The music and the singing is the decoration. Because that's the visible stuff. Those are things that people are attracted to. We all know that. Once you get to the drama, the music, the plays, the dancing, and, you know, all the stuff that we've talked to you guys about that we're going to do. But that's way after structure is put in place. And so that discouraged many people when they found out that
it's going to be structure.
No, not just structure, but it's a long time coming before we get to the decoration. Because most people come to a church and they're ready to get to, let's get to the windows, the window trim and painting and all the colorful decorating stuff. And I'm like, we haven't even built the wall yet. We don't have any windows to put curtains on. We don't have a structure. Just because we have a building to meet in each week doesn't mean we have the structure of what it takes to build a church. And so what God has done in this past 3 years is been of excavating in us personally. Think about it, all the stuff that God then dug out. Can you see the big tractors coming in on your life, digging up all this stuff? things of the past, stuff that's hurt you, dead stuff. And that sounds gross, but it's really true. You find some dead stuff, decayed stuff that God had to dig out of us and get it out, because you can't pour a foundation on top of death. You don't want that. Think about it. It contaminates. So you got to get all the stuff that's died, get it all out. God's doing that on us individual level, and he's also doing it in us all together as a family, corporately, as a church. So he dig all that stuff out. That's why I'm so excited, because for the first time, that's why I was saying, now we're getting ready to get to our foundational teaching. Now we're getting ready to pour the foundation so that God can begin to build fruitful life. And you've seen all the structure, because I showed you the guys the book, you know, how we're going to go through all the classes. And I don't even like call them classes, really just showing everybody how to discussions and going through the healing encounter, get prepared to heal, then have a time of healing with the Lord. And then we're going to start pouring foundation in all those people's lives. And what is the purpose? Just so we can have a big church? No. So that what God did in our life, what God did in their life, will want to actually teach people how to take this same thing and teach somebody else. That's the whole point. That's all the early church was about. They weren't trying to build no great big structures and facilities and organizations and incorporations. That was never the point. It was what God did in me, I want him to do it in you. And so when Paul was establishing the church and setting up elders, and all that word meant was just simply people who were mature, who could oversee this process of maturing people in the things of God. Don't that simplify it? Because you need to have elders. You need to have some people that are mature, so that younger Christians can come to them and get questions answered. Long after we've had our home meeting, there's always somebody that has more questions. So we said, well, you need some elders to do that. And you need to, and if anybody wants to be an elder, test them out. Just let them serve. What do you mean serve? Well, since y'all giving out food and doing all kinds of things and having dinner and all those kinds of things, well, let them serve. And if they got some things that they want to share and all that, well, make sure that they're able to teach, that they understand the scriptures and all those kinds of things. That's all that was about, guys. So here comes Fruit for Life 2,000 years later, and we ain't the only ones. God's just saying, get back to how it was originally, the real purpose. It was not to have a building fund. Harrisburg, I wouldn't blame if a mob got together and kicked us out of here. If we come here proclaiming and preaching, we want to start a building fund, and we're going to have this and we're going to have that, because that's not the point. Harrisburg does not want another huge ministry to just come and grab everybody's money and build another edifice. That is a monument that dies in about 30 years. In about 30 years, it'll just be a monument. I'm telling you what I know, because in 30 years, Pastor Chris, Pastor Carol will be 80-something years old, and somebody else would have taken it over, and they'll be singing all the praises of Pastor Chris and Pastor Carol and telling all the stories of the founding days and pictures and plaques and names with them have to be put on pews and honoring this person and that person. And the whole point, the whole move of God that he was intending for Fruitful Life dies, because it has to be a part of the foundation. What we're talking about with you guys right now, this is a part of the foundation, that the point of what we're doing is so that everything that we're teaching and preaching and pouring into you, that you are able to pour it into somebody else. Not perfectly. You'll never do it flawlessly. But that you'll do it perfectly from the standpoint of unreservedly. Not from the standpoint of a flawless performance. But like Jesus said, unreservedly, you can give them your best. So it doesn't matter if whether it's one person or if you're talking to 1,000 people. You're going to pour it into the one person and give them your all. You'll be spent just from pouring it into the one. That's why Carol and I, we talk about this all the time. We're not disappointed with where Fruitful Life is now, There was a time when I was, because I had a different expectation. But I'm telling you guys, if everything had to stop now, Jesus came, yeah. If Jesus came, if the rapture came and took us out of here right now, I would not be disappointed. I'd be like, Lord, hold up. We still want to get our buildings built. We still want. No, we'd be totally content. Why? Because what? We did, Kelsey. You wouldn't be content. I'd be content from the standpoint.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
I'd be content from the standpoint of we did what you told us to do. It didn't have nothing to do with how many people. Because he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want to have to face him and say, well, the reason why we didn't pour into the few people that we did have on Sunday morning is because I was trying to hold it back until we got 100 people. I'm trying to save and hold back some of these things that you put in my heart for when we get to 1,000. Every week, guys, we're giving you everything we got because tomorrow's not promised. There is no guarantee. And so Jesus comes and it's all over. All of us will be able to stand before the Lord. Lord, we did what you wanted Fruitful Life to do in Harrisburg. What did you want Fruitful Life to do? You wanted us to love our enemies, to pray for those who spitefully used us and persecuted us. It was not on television. We were not on TBN. We won no awards. Nobody was even aware that we were there. But God, you knew. That's all that mattered. You knew. That's all the reward I need, that you knew, that we didn't hold back. We did it as unto you, Lord. That's all that matters to us. And so it doesn't matter at this point if whether it's 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people. God wants it, that same thing to constantly be going on. Your pastors will be happy when we can know that everybody in here, we can send you off into your own home group meeting. That means we've done our job. When what we're doing here right now, you can do it in your own house. You can do it at school with a group of friends. Yeah, y'all getting ready to go off to college. You can sit in your room, in your dorm, and you can talk to another person and share with them and pour out of your life into their life. Your pastors have been successful. That's what we're talking about. Success is not based upon membership. And definitely ain't based upon if rather one day I'll own a jet. And have a mansion and drive a Beamer. I tell my wife all the time, I don't even care about all that stuff. I have no desire for those things. When we were in the sixth grade, they took a poll. They asked us all, if you had $1 million, what would you do? And everybody was naming all these big cars and big mansions and stuff that they would get. They came to Christopher Green. He was 11 years old. 11 years old. And I said, I'd probably buy a 2 or 3 bedroom house and I'd buy a Pinto. And I'd save the rest. Because I'm thinking, I don't need all of that.
Buy a good car.
I buy a good car, a decent house, and I save all the rest for when things come up. That was the thinking of this man, 11 years old, that I don't need all that stuff. And so I had no idea that one day I'd be a pastor, but I still have the same thing. I don't need all that stuff. My wife has to sometimes put me in balance because I probably pour it all into the ministry. Like, oh my, like, dear, we do need a house. We do need a car. It doesn't have to be a Beamer, but we need a car. That's why God gives your wife to put you in balance, because I put it all in the ministry, because what would be most important to me, she's right. Am I right?
Yeah.
because the only thing that would be important, the things that would be most important in my mind and in my thinking, is that the people of God are getting this. And so we are coming across the path right now. And please, Lord, help me to wrap up. But we are coming across the path right now of the people. It's not off in the distance one day. You are ministering to the people that Fruitful Life is supposed to reach. That's what's happening to us on our jobs and in the community. Those are our people. They're one of ours. You have to remember that. Keep saying that. They're one of ours. And even if they never join, it's got nothing to do with joining. That's why I even say that on our radio broadcast. It has nothing to do with whether they join Fruitful Life. The issue is they will be touched by the life of God through us. I don't care if they join this church or not. And I know that that's probably going to be very different for people that hear us and come to visit or see us. We're not trying to build a membership. We're trying to build people, because with those people, God will be able to build an awesome army here in this city. And when they come together, they're not coming together based upon a movement. They're not coming together based upon, because we're going to be the next big thing in Harrisburg. No, they're coming together based out of relationship. So that if there is never a building, if there's never no lights and cameras in action, none of us ever feel like we're a failure. The early church didn't feel like they were failures. They didn't have no big building. They were meeting house to house. When Saul was trying to persecute them, he had to go and try to find those people house to house, because they weren't gathered all in one great big place. And they were spread out. And it was three, can you imagine that? 3,000 of them in one day. Not to mention what happened in the months and years that followed. That's why Rome was upset. They threatened the world power. Can you imagine that? What is going to happen in Harrisburg when the mayor and all the different people in their congressional seats can't trace what's going on? All we know is that liquor sales are down. All we know is that cigarette sales are down. All we know is that prostitution is down. All we know is that the crime is down because the drug trafficking is down. We don't know why. We can't trace it down to why it's happening. We just know that it is. That's what God is talking about. Thank you. I trust you.